They had no idea of what was going on financially. The result of that has been that Oakland School Board was $100 million in the hole. They shut it down. They sent in a state administrator to run the district. This is what happens when accountability is not in place. At some point, we want to start now to try a new way of doing business. And lastly, I want to laugh about this letter that I heard. I think it was Jim Bennett reading about the tyranny that's going on here in KPFA. I have, you know, this type of propaganda serves no purpose, you know. I mean, anybody that's from here and read that would laugh, because we know that the whole letter is either out of context or flat-out lies, you know. This is not the way to clarify, to work with, to collaborate, to solve any problem. It seems to me that we do want to come up with a simple, not too convoluted method for people to get the information they need. Right here, somebody was hired, you know, as a producer right here. So I went to my Pacifica budget, looked at that. I looked at the KPFA budget to see, you know, I wanted to see if there was a line
time, please,
for that person. Yes, and well, I could not find it because it wasn't in the budget. We need more information sometimes. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, thank you, Gerald.
Wendy Sherrill.
Hi. Most of everything that I was going to say has already been said, but I really just wanted to reiterate that every legal reference that we've been pointed to look up this issue of communication and getting documentation from the staff says that we're absolutely entitled to it, it doesn't say you've got to have it to do your job, but we all know that that's true, and it doesn't say that you have to specify what reason you need it for. We've been through so much to get to this point. I'm just really surprised that there isn't more of a just open arms. Yes, please come help us with this. You know, we need you, you know. So I just want, you know, to let us do our job. We're here to help you. Thanks.
Thank you, Wendy.
Saria?
Okay, this is Saria.
Oh, say it louder.
Okay, I thought I was speaking loud. Maybe it's just loud in the phone.
Just be close to your phone.
Okay, I'm on it. My mouth is right next to the mouthpiece.
Sounds great.
I would say that I would have to concur with my colleagues here from WPFW, Kalonji and Mark, and I have read Ambrose's proposal, and I would agree with that. I too came to the WPFW board and being elected to the national board to commit myself to our community listeners. And as Ron Pinchback, the interim general manager, intimated, we're beholden to our listeners. And as I've read some of the emails I've received, I'm finding some of the board members have more ego and their own agendas, and I'm trying to figure out what I am on this board for. Am I representing my community and the nation, or am I on this board to be a part of another clique? And that's not why I became a part of this. I would say that I would like to, for myself, institute this particular acronym, which is THIS, THIS. You can actually switch these letters around. And it has to do with what some of the previous people have said: trust, honesty, integrity, and sincerity. Many of us are new to this particular board, and I think we need to develop a working relationship and get to know each other. We have a major task ahead of us nationally as a media organ that represents a mass of people in this country that the other networks could care less about. I would say let's get back to some of the ideas that the original founder started Pacifica for, and that's why I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you, Serena.
Alice Shields.
Hi. I'm timing myself. I agree with many things that have been said. I appreciate Gerald and Wendy, what you just said, and I appreciate what Zarina said. I believe trust is founded on mutual to some degree, caring about the other's concerns, and that's a very difficult task.
Lynn.
I believe that part of the stress that the organization, the foundation, is going through is perfectly understandable. This is a transition period in which new and quite wonderful, in my view, bylaws are being enacted. We are finding the parts within the bylaws that need to be fleshed out further, thus this conversation today. I believe that we have to work those things out, that the several proposals that are in front of us, which include Dave's and Ambrose's and Carol's, which just appeared on my email, we should think carefully about. I believe one of the differences, I like the idea of a central clearing place. I too am not totally convinced that should be a committee of the PMB. Perhaps it should be a closed website on which these things appear when anyone requests information, either on the LSB level or on the PNB level, that they send not only an email to their GM or to the ED, but also as a kind of document to this website so that the National Board can get a sense of the issues presently in front of the foundation, kind of from the ground roots, and therefore try and assist in various ways. I believe it's critically important that we be responsive, that staff be responsive in a timely manner to requests, and I understand if, you know, there are great difficulties with a lot of email, but if emails come from the directors, I do feel that it requires a response, and that did not take place, as some know, with requests I made and that others made. So in this period of reorganization, is someone timing me, I hope? In the period of reorganization.
30 seconds.
Okay. In reorganization, all boards have to, if they are governance boards, as Pacifica now is, have to become quite a bit more active. And I believe the fine line between micromanagement and rightful reorganization concern of the board has to be considered, but definitely inactive. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Carol Spinner?
Well, I think we've been through a very difficult 10-year period, and certainly the last 5 years was excruciating. I remember in about 1999, two directors, Pete Bramson from KPFA and Rabbi Kriegel from KPFK, attempted to get information from the executive director about how much money was being spent on the KPFA lockout. They had to hire a lawyer in order to get that information. I also recall Beth Lyons, who served on the national board for a period of time, asking how to get a copy of the personnel policies for Pacifica and spending about 20 minutes in a board meeting being told who to ask and say she'd already asked and run around in circles, but she never got a copy of the personnel policy. That's a history that needs to change. And there are many walking wounded on the staff, out in the community, among the managers, who are bearing wounds, and they are open and running, and we all need to recognize that. But we did have a very long fight to make this foundation finally accountable. The old board of directors ran Pacifica into about $5 million worth of debt without the board of directors even knowing it. That should never happen again. Never, ever. we need to have respectful, collaborative relations. In order to build that, we have to put some of this behind us and say we're ready to move forward with a spirit of remedying these abuses of the past. KPFA may or may not be different from other stations. There are many internal divisions among the staff and accusations flying back and forth among the staff, and certain members of the local board may or may not be supportive of one faction or another. There may have been abuses. I think they have gone both ways. At our LSC meeting last week, one of the LSC representatives from the staff said the listener members were self-appointed guardians of the station with too much time on their hands. So we have problems here. None of us want to do anything more than make the station stronger, better, more accountable, and more effective in performing our mission.
Thank you, Carol. William.
Hi. I just would really like to say that it's been really difficult to keep up with this matter as far as email. I've got a backlog of probably hundreds of emails if you combine LSB and PNB, and it caused my email software to crash. So I'm not as well-read on this issue as I'd like to be, but I have served on an organization that has an elected board just as ours, that has a local affiliate here in Northern California and has affiliates in all 50 states. There's 52 affiliates in different parts of the country. And one thing that we do is that we, whenever there's a proposal or there's a resolution that's coming up in regards to items that the board would like to take business on, it comes in the mail on paper. And the problem with this, what we're talking about today as far as the issues around documents, is the only thing that I got a hard copy of was from the national office, and the number of proposals that came through by email, I wasn't able to give as serious of a look because they weren't accessible. So I just think that there's ways to resolve the disclosure issues before putting forth resolutions, and I'm hoping that we don't vote today. I'm hoping that this is kind of a sunshine period, and maybe we either, A, call another meeting like this, or, B, we kind of give this to a committee to bring back to us in a couple of weeks to kind of discuss what they'd like to see happen. I worked for the Board of Education in San Francisco the last 2 years before I came to Pacifica, and their board of ed had a Friday report that the superintendent worked with her cabinet so that every Friday there was a listing of different requests that came through the pike from different board members in regards to different departments, and everyone got a copy of that report. And the reason that that's helpful is that these requests are coming from five different station areas, but the five different station areas have very similar issues going on, and it would be helpful if we could have a synopsis of it all in one place. I think we need another time to kind of talk about the discussions around the letter that Jim Bennett read. I think a lot of it is true, and I think that we need to talk about relationships amongst staff and board, because I'm one of those people who's been attacked. So.
All right. Thank you, William. Donna.
Yeah, I have 5 points. First, I want to say that I appreciate the difficult job that management has to do. But I believe that management must take responsibility for their own actions or lack of action. My first point, the biggest problem which I believe has led to this friction between the board and management, and can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I believe the biggest problem is the lack of written policies that management has failed to put into place. Given the time, the amount of time that management has been on the job, and Pacifica has been in existence, to me it is intolerable that the executive director is submitting a proposed policy. My question is, where are the existing policies? Two, the board should have been either given a copy of all policies or advised where to review the policies in the respective stations during regular business hours. If a policy is in place, a board member can review the policy before submitting a request or making a complaint. Three, I ask management to stop referring to generalities and name their accusers. Management says that they're under attack, but from my vantage point, I see collusion from management with their supporters who were not elected to the board, and this collusion is against the elected board. Four, the proposed communications policy, flow and policy from Dan Coughlin is deficient. It needs to be rewritten. And my last point is, I find that there are too many people, including management, board members, and respective friends, who are saying too many things which get spread around as truth. I even heard negative things about me last Wednesday at the Amy Goodman event, which was supposed to come from the GM and Lydia Prezan. I asked management to call me when they have a problem with me and please return my calls and emails, which management continues to fail to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. I think we've heard from everyone. Is that correct?
Yeah, on my list, correct.
Okay. All right. Let's see, we've been on this call for an hour and 35 minutes. Vicki, you have to go in 10 minutes, is that correct?
I have to go at 5:15.
5:15.
5:15 my time.
Yeah, so that's about 10 minutes away for you.
Okay. Thank you.
And now Ambrose did ask that we read his proposal, and it may be only fair that we read everybody's proposal. Is there a sense of the board about that?
Yeah, Marty, can I just say that on advice of counsel, I separated my proposal into two sections, one on board directors and one on LSD requests for clarity purposes and to distinguish them. So it has changed slightly. I sent that around to everybody earlier this morning as soon as I received counsel's letter.
Okay. I think we need to read them, and I am going to volunteer if that's okay with everybody. Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair, are we reading all three from Dave and from Ambrose and from Carol?
Yes.
There's also another one out there.
Yes, I do.
The executive director's proposed policies from several weeks ago.
And Mark, I think, proposed one as well.
Yeah, I have one as well.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't know how we're going to do this.
So, Lonnie, is that you? Who has one as well?
Mark
Roberts.
Oh, Mark does. Okay.
Yes. This is Carol.
I did, too.
All right, just a moment. Yes, Carol.
Madam Chair?
I did not receive the advice from counsel that someone just said came this morning. How was it distributed?
I got an email, this is Dave from KPFK, I got an email from David Horn commenting on how it could be improved and strengthened, and I don't know that that's got sent to the full board, but basically his point was that he thought there was some lack of clarity and the mechanism should be distinguished.
Okay, all right.
So
well,
I separated them, and I hope
that
if Marty reads that she has the updated version.
I do have the updated version. Now, let's be clear. How many... We have a proposal from Dave, a proposal from Ambrose, a proposal from Carol, a proposal from Mark, and a proposal from Dan. Is that right?
Yeah, I had a proposal as well. It's live speaking.
Okay, and Lonnie.
Can I make a suggestion, Comrade Chair?
Yes.
Why don't you read them all, and after they're read, maybe some of the authors would withdraw theirs.
Madam Chair? Oh, no, what that means.
All right. I'm going to start reading some of them, and then we'll see how far I get, okay?
Madam Chair?
Yes. Well,
I have issues with the fact that we're reading the proposals rather than posting them somewhere. We're a public organization. The information should be posted on a website where members can even chime in necessarily on this debate, because I guess it's a close call, but where we can hear back from our constituents about what they'd like to see happen, since they are our members. And I think that if we're reading the proposals over the phone, not all of us having all the information in front of us, that making an informed decision right now is just not in our best interest for this organization.
All right. Well, thank you for your comment. I'm going to read them anyway, and I believe that they, this meeting is being streamed, as I understand. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So it is public, and we are working on an operating policy. This is not. We're going to revisit this either in June or at the following meeting. And people will have plenty of time to comment on it. So I'm going to go ahead and read them.
Madam Chair, Vicki needs to leave in 4 minutes.
I understand that. And
sorry.
We'll miss her.
Thank you, Alice.
Okay, I'm going to read. I'm going to start with Ambrose's. It's because it's brief, okay? Resolved that all requests for information access shall be submitted by committee chairs to the executive director through the Pacifica Board Chair, that all requests by PNB members shall be submitted directly to the Executive Director. that responses to all such requests shall be made within a reasonable time frame, reasonable to be defined by the PNB, and that all requests that are determined by legal counsel to be sensitive shall be referred to the PNB for resolution. And then he has the roles and rationale piece of this. The executive director is hired to protect, enhance, and manage the resources of the corporation. The board of directors collectively oversees the protection, enhancement, and management of the corporation. The board chair manages that oversight through the board-established committee chairs and the chairs of the LSBs, since the LSBs are simply board committees. And then he notes he doesn't think we need anything beyond our system to get this done. Okay, that's Ambrose's. Carol's is a variation on that, and here's hers. That all directors' requests for information shall be submitted directly to the executive director. That all national board committee requests for information shall be submitted by committee chairs to the executive director. That all local station board requests shall be submitted by the LSB chair to the station general manager. That all LSB committee requests shall be submitted by the LSB committee chair to the station to the station general manager. And that responses to all such requests shall be made within 5 days. Or if more time is needed, the requesting party shall be notified within 5 days that more time is needed. And that any request for information that the executive director or general manager believes might be legally restricted shall be forwarded by the executive director to Pacifica's legal counsel for advice, and that Pacifica's legal counsel shall discuss the request with the requesting party. And if Pacifica's legal counsel believes there is a legal basis for withholding the information requested, the matter shall be decided by the PNB. Okay. All right, I'm going to read Dave's newest proposal now.
Madam Chair, this is Vicki. I'm leaving the call. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Vicki. All right, resolved. That the coordinating committee shall meet biweekly by telephone.
Okay, who's that?
This is Dave Adelson's
okay.
Proposal. Part one. That resolved that the coordinating committee shall meet biweekly by telephone conference call to coordinate directors and other requests made during the preceding 2 weeks. That any director or directors in need of documents or information from foundation management personnel shall inform their local representative to the coordinating committee in writing via email. That 3 days prior to the biweekly coordinating committee meeting, each coordinating committee member will aggregate all requests received in the preceding 2 weeks from their local Sedona area directors and will post these to the entire PNB. The chair of the coordinating committee shall assemble an agenda such that all items received are considered by the coordinating committee during its meeting and shall post that agenda along with all requests received to the PNB at least 24 hours in advance of the coordinating committee meeting. All portions of the agenda that do not relate to confidential matters shall also be posted publicly at that time. In the event that some items involve confidential matters, the agenda shall include a portion that shall be held in closed session. The biweekly meeting of the coordinating committee shall be held via telephone conference call and in compliance with all meeting requirements regarding public access. During its biweekly meeting, the coordinating committee will determine a time frame for response to each request and will establish who will be responsible for responding to the request. In general, it is expected that requests of information to be provided by management personnel will be assigned to the executive director to delegate to other personnel as appropriate. In the event that the time frame set by the coordinating committee for response to a request is unacceptable to the directors making the request, the directors may directly make the request of the executive director, specifying the time frame in which the documentation is needed and copying the PNB with the request via email. If the ED believes that the information request falls within the narrowly restricted range of requests which may be legally denied, he or she must submit the request to the Foundation Council to provide an opinion on whether the information request may be legally denied. Foundation Council shall speak with the requesting director concerning the request prior to providing his or her opinion. If counsel indicates that the request may not be denied, The executive director shall make arrangements with the requesting director to provide access to the needed documentation, copying the PNB with these communications. If Foundation Council indicates that grounds exist for denying the request, then any further consideration of whether to meet the request must come before the full PNB at a regular or a special meeting of the board. All decisions of the coordinating committee are subject to review and approval or reversal by the PNB. At each regular meeting of the PNB, the coordinating committee report shall include a listing of all requests considered, including the dates on which they were considered, the dates agreed to for fulfillment, and the actual dates of fulfillment of requests. Okay, and part two is much briefer for the local station board. Information requests from local station boards shall be made to either local station management or to the executive director or CFO as appropriate. These requests shall come via the LSB chair or the relevant LSB committee or subcommittee chair and shall be approved by the LSB or the relevant committee or subcommittee prior to being made. Such requests shall also be communicated to the local national coordinating committee representative in writing via email to be included for information purposes in the list of information requests made of management personnel. The list of such requests shall be reported during the biweekly coordinating committee conference call. In the event the information is not provided in a timely manner or in the event of a difference of opinion between management and the LSB committee or subcommittee about the appropriateness of the request, the manager and or the chair of the LSB committee or subcommittee shall submit the request in writing via email to the local national coordinating committee representative. During its biweekly meeting, the coordinating committee will determine a time frame for response to each request and will establish who will be responsible for responding to the request. At each regular meeting of the PNB, the coordinating committee report shall include a listing of all requests considered, including the dates on which they were considered, the dates agreed to for fulfillment of requests, and the actual dates of fulfillment of requests. All right, so that's Dave Adelson. Now, Lonnie, your proposal you just presented at the beginning of this meeting, is that correct?
Yes, I can paraphrase it for these purposes now, if you like.
Okay.
Resolve that board of directors shall address three critical issues. One, the issue of inspector rights, and it be further resolved that the guidelines around inspector and director rights shall follow those suggested by our attorney in its memo of whatever date. Two, that the board has a responsibility to respond to staff concerns as identified in the staff concerns memo of forget the date. But I think it is incumbent upon the board to do so and not to ignore what is on the table in that regard. Three, litigation. Pending litigation is before this board in at least two different areas. Resolve that a special committee be formed to review that litigation and to identify areas to include board conduct around litigation, including sanctions, which, again, is part of the recommendations of our attorney.
Okay. Thank you. Mark, do you want to present?
I don't have it written into let's just go to, there are three points here that I'm making.
Okay.
First of all, there's a request for information that has to do with something that is deemed of a non-public confidential nature with respect to financial information, personnel data, pending litigation in terms of deliberations, or proprietary listenership data, that if we release that information to any individual, regardless of their status, that they do sign a non-disclosure agreement. That supersedes. Then we talk about there are three classes of people here. There are LSBs, there are the PNBs, and the members. I'm going to hold off on members, and I'm going to talk about the LSB and the PNB. I see the LSB delegates as higher than members, which is not necessarily stated in the legal opinion, but I believe that it is. I would ask that there, if the LSB requires information, that information be forwarded to the committee chair, that the committee chair have no right to withhold that request because they don't agree with it, and that information then be presented to the LSB chair, and the LSB chair presents that information request to the GM. So it goes from the committee members to the committee chair to the LSB chair, who then asks for that information from the GM. And that the GM cannot withhold that information unless they see that there's a conflict, in which case they turn to the ED for adjudication, and the ED then turns to the coordinating committee. So the coordinating committee comes in at that point, not at the beginning. With respect to the PNB, I would suggest that each individual director that has an information request funnel that information request through the chair with the understanding that the chair cannot say sorry. Okay, so they go through the chair, and then the chair goes to the ED for that request. And that if the ED has a problem with it, it goes to the coordinating committee for adjudication, and if that can't be resolved there, it goes to independent legal review. So we use the committee, we go to the coordinating committee. At the end, if there's a dispute, we don't go to them at the beginning as a clearinghouse for all information requests. We honor the committee chairs, but we do not empower them to override the request of a member of the committee for information.
Okay.
That's the essence of my proposal.
Thank you. And Dan, can you summarize, or is there...
Yeah, Marty, I think the other proposals substantially cover the issues that I had proposed on the individual director information request, so it's not necessary to consider that proposal.
All right, thank you.
Very good.
All right.
May,
so,
may I ask Dan Coughlin if he has any preference, or are we going to get to that later?
We can discuss for a moment. You can ask questions, and then I'd like to entertain a proposal that we could, a motion that we could debate.
Marty, this is Dave. May I make a brief comment after
yes.
that long-winded proposal?
Yes.
I know this thing sounds long-winded and legalistic, but the point is that I don't think anybody other than maybe Dan and possibly Lonnie has a sense of the overall flow of requests, what's going on, and I'm feeling that it's like a game of telephone or Rashomon, where people have difficulty getting a snapshot of the activities network-wide. I don't think that the mechanism will be nearly as burdensome as the language in the laborious language in the proposal, and I think it'll let us have a place where everybody can kind of see what's going on, where we can mediate any issues, where we can combine requests where it makes sense, where we can figure out a way to do this most efficiently so that everybody's really clear on it. The reason I favor that over everything just going through the ED is, again, that way it's hard to tell the totality of what's going on. I think out of this, the coordinating committee will, within a couple of months, be able to establish policies for classes of requests that make it all turnkey. And that but in order to get to that effectively, we do need to do the work to handle them as they come.
May I make an observation about that?
Yeah, who's speaking?
Mark Roberts.
Oh, yes, Mark.
Okay, and I understand what you're saying, and I agree that because we're new at this, the volume of requests will certainly diminish over time as we get better at this. And I understand that. The problem I have with the coordinating committee, which, by the way, does not include any LSB delegates, is that I don't see the need to funnel through that small committee all of the requests that are coming through, and we have to keep in mind what we've asked LSBs to do. We've asked them to look at everything. We've asked them to assess, to evaluate, to look at financing, et cetera. The idea that they have to funnel all their requests through their committees to the coordinating committee that's then going to make an agenda and meet twice a week and decide when they should get the information, and all that kind of stuff, to me, that's an unnecessary burden that we're placing on the structure here because of a little juggernaut right now in terms of requests. I think that the committee structure can work for us, and it's certainly, if you read the bylaws, what we relied upon to work. We always are talking about committees.
Can I clarify? The new proposal doesn't make the coordinating committee deal with LSB requests unless there's a problem.
Point of order.
Yes.
But we're debating proposals at this point without a motion on the floor.
Thank you. I think we're trying to get more information about it.
This is Carol.
Yes, Carol.
If we're ready to move to a motion, I would make one, and that is that the board adopt Dave's proposal for at least until June. The reason I support his proposal is because I think it will help us all know what information requests are being made. Right now, we really don't know.
I know.
was that a motion?
Everybody knows the information requests. We always tell everybody. I know all the requests, the ones I agree with and the ones
what,
I don't.
I don't know what information requests your LSD has made, and I don't know what information requests the WBAI LSD has made.
I'd like to second the motion.
Madam Chair, that was a motion, right?
Yes.
Seconded by who?
Seconded by Dave Adelson.
Thank you.
This is Ray LaForest?
Yes, Ray.
I would at this point support that motion also. I believe that the also in particularly the session Carol mentioned about revision after a certain period of time. I think the great advantage that it has guarantees a broader guarantee of a universal application, and I would be more comfortable having these issues being decided by a group representative of the whole network rather than by just individuals.
Okay, thank you, Ray. Is there more discussion?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Sarv Randhawa.
Sarv.
I am going to oppose this motion.
Speak up.
Can't hear you.
I'm going to oppose this motion. It creates a rigid structure. It's too complex in detail. And it demands... since the demands are not fully known yet, staff size to handle work might increase dramatically instead of decreasing over time. We are cash strapped, and the clarity of its implementation it's going to be a lot of trouble in that. And also, from the day a local director makes a request, it takes 2 weeks to get to its local coordinating committee. And then it goes 3 days before the coordinating committee meets, and then it just goes through on and on and on. I had to draw a flow chart just even to try to understand it. And I'm pretty good at computers and science, but I looked at it and I said, my God, you know, this gentleman, he wrote this down to a flow chart. And so I think that we need, for a short time, we need the proposals that are flexible, that are straightforward, and that rather than creating a tremendous amount of bureaucracy, that we can try to improve our interpersonal relations in trying to acquire our information needs. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Mark Roberts. I would like to, I'm going to withdraw my concerns because I think we can deal with those in June, but I do agree with what Sarv said, and I would like to propose Ambrose Lane's two paragraphs as opposed to the three-page, the last that I got from Dave, although
okay, well,
I appreciate
it. Well, we have a motion on the floor, Mark, so let's discuss
Madam
that.
Chair?
Yes.
Kalonji. What is the present composition of the coordinating committee?
Roger, do you want to... It's the officers of the board, which consist of Dan, Lonnie... me, Henry Cooper, and Roger, and then there's a representative from each station, and I believe it's...
I can get it for you in 2 minutes.
Carol, Dave.
Here it is.
Okay. That's how many members?
We have Carol Spooner, Dave Adelson, Teresa Allen, Henry Cooper, Ray LaForest, Roger Manning, Ambrose Lane, Marty Derlin, Dan Coughlin, and Lonnie Hicks.
Wait, you have Henry Cooper and Teresa Allen?
Well, it's because it's the officers of the board and then a representative from each station.
Henry Cooper is the vice
chair.
Yeah.
Isn't
so
Ray LaForest the representative from EAI?
And we are also talking about this is an interim measure until our regular board meeting.
That's right. This is an interim measure.
Okay. Just wanted to be clear on that.
All right. Thank you, Solange. Are there any other questions, comments?
Hello.
Chair.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Ambrose.
Oh, Ambrose.
All right.
Well,
how's everybody doing? I'm sorry.
Say goodbye.
We just arrived in New York and going through tunnels and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, we have read your resolution, Ambrose, and we're now we have a motion on the floor to accept Dave's proposal. And we're
all right,
debating
thank you
that
so much.
At this
accept
point.
Madam Chair, this is Nico.
Madam Chair.
Just a moment. I'm
could
sorry.
Could you clarify that motion is that it extends just until the next board meeting?
Yes. The motion is to use to adopt Dave's proposal until the next board meeting.
That was resubmitted this morning, which Ambrose hasn't seen or heard.
Madam Chair.
Have you got another one, Dave?
I just separated the LSB thing and made the LSB thing operate through locally unless there's a problem and just noticing the committee. So we don't handle those requests unless there's a difference of opinion between the LSB and the management.
Are we discussing that proposal now?
We are discussing that proposal now.
Madam Chair.
Yes. Who's
speaking, please? William
Walker. Okay, yes, William.
Hi, I just wanted to ask a question to the national office, so Dan,
okay.
Dan's still on the call. I understand that the motion that passes doesn't address the issue that I brought up of just having a regular report from national office, whether it's weekly or if it's every 2 weeks. It just kind of goes over the different informational requests. I'd rather not create a motion for that. I'd rather just see if it's something that your office is capable of doing it, because it would probably create a situation where we would request less information if we knew of all of the different issues coming through your office.
Madam Chair?
Yes, I'd like
a response.
Yes, I'd like Dan to respond to that question from William, please.
Thank you.
Whether I could publish a report on the information request on a regular basis affecting the entire network from the national office?
Yes.
PNB?
Yes.
Yes, it could be done.
Yes? Are you saying yes?
Yes, it could be done.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Madam Chair, I'd like to ask a question as well to Dan.
Yes, Mark.
Well, we have a current motion, which is the coordinating committee as the principal organ, at least where the PNB is concerned.
Yes.
And then we have the other proposal, which we the other motion we haven't brought forward yet, via Ambrose Lane, which is to use the committee chair structure directly to the ED.
Right.
Which proposal does he feel would work best in the short term?
Yes. Thanks for the question, Mark.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and thank you all very much for putting together these proposals. These are, you know, extremely helpful to the staff in getting our jobs done. So greatly appreciated the development of process around these issues. If I could just take advantage of Ambrose's presence, and maybe he might just explain for me directly and for all of us the substance of his proposal just for a minute so we get more clarity on it. I know we just got a little reading, but perhaps we might have a little explication from Ambrose.
Well, you know,
I prefer
you to just respond, Dan, and then, because we do have a motion on the floor, and it's not for Ambrose's resolution. So could you just say could you answer the question from Mark?
Yeah, I've always preferred that individual director information requests be the product of a functioning committee and go through committee chairs.
Okay.
And so in that regard, I think Ambrose's proposal matches that concern.
Okay. Does anyone want to say anything further for or against Dave's proposal?
I just have a question for Dave Edison.
Yes.
Miguel Magana.
Miguel.
My question to Dave Edison, I find a little bit... like a little bit complicated, the whole motion that you have. And I wonder if there is a possibility that you can simplify maybe a little bit more. Because I find it a little bit too bureaucratic. And I wonder if there is some way that you can simplify that.
Can we have a request
for
somebody to turn their radio off, please?
Well, it might not be a radio. It might be this bus. We just arrived in front of the Apollo Theater.
Okay.
Can you put it on mute?
That's the reason I'm here.
May I respond, Marty?
Yes, Dave, please.
Miguel, the substance of it is that basically all requests go through the coordinating committee, and the coordinating committee sort of aggregates it, talks about it with the executives, figures out what's an appropriate time frame, and sets a time frame, and then that gets reported back. That handles the director's requests, but it keeps the place where we can keep track of the flow. That's it. In the case of the LSBs, the LSB go to the local or the national through their committee chairs, as Ambrose had suggested, and only in the event that there's some conflict and they notify the coordinating committee, only if there's conflict does it go through the coordinating committee first for adjudication. All the other language is just to be specific about how it happened.
Madam Chair?
This is Sonali. Can I say?
Yes, Sonali, please.
It sounds as though Ambrose Lane's proposal is sort of encapsulated in part two of Dave Adelson's proposal.
Right.
I'm not sure. Is that accurate, Dave or Ambrose?
Ambrose hasn't seen what I did in response to what he said and what the attorney said. I think, yes, for the LSB things, it is. It works very much the way Ambrose has said. It just means that still the coordinating committee acts as a clearinghouse for director requests and is there for adjudication when need be at the local level.
Lottie here, Madam Chair.
Yes, Lonnie.
Well, a lot of the information requests that have come through have been financial in nature. Much of it has been for financial information. And I'd like to weigh in with my opinion, if I could, at this point.
Yes.
Going through the coordinating committee would be cumbersome around financial information, much of which is detailed, much of which is even for going from station to station. So my preference is to keep it simple and not have it be too complicated. And I guess I would prefer the simpler the better, especially around years and years of financial data, because the data itself is complicated, not to mention how long it would take for a committee to go through it.
Well, I don't think the committee is intending to go through it.
It's going to have to decide whether these requests are reasonable or not. So my preference, if I could just state it, would be with the Ambrose proposal on the grounds that it's simpler and it's essentially doing interim anyway. Why too complicated for interim? Let's choose simple for interim.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair, Mark Roberts here. I would like to ask Dave a question, if possible, because, Dave, at the LSB level, you defer to the committee chairs as the primary, conduit. But at the national level, you step over the chairs and go to the coordinating committee as a first resort. Can you tell me why?
May I answer?
Yes.
Because the LSB members don't have rights of the inspection of documents, so that any request should be a request of the body, not of the individual. Whereas in the case of directors, as has been noted legally, any director has a right to look at essentially anything at any reasonable time. This is a way to sort of organize requests so they make sense for the executive and so that we can all be sure that the executive is not overwhelmed and we can agree on time frames so that directors don't feel that it's just the executive who's deciding whether or not he's going to respond to it in any reasonable time. So the reason for the difference is because of the different rights of the two groups.
Okay.
But what if we agree that the minority, that each individual of the committee cannot be overruled by that chair?
Well, there's another issue, which
wait
is
a minute.
Committees cannot meet regularly at the national level.
Okay.
Please, that's. Is there anyone who'd like to speak to this?
Roger would like
spoken?
To speak.
Who has not spoken on
Roger that Manning would like to speak on
All
that.
All right, thank you, Roger. Go ahead.
Looking, I've had a pretty good chance to look over the Adelson proposal, and it really is thorough and covers just about all the bases and does a very good job of it. It really has thought of just about everything that I would think of, and as you're finding out by asking these questions. And the thing, my concern is, though, the complexity of it, and I just prefer something simpler, and so far I like the Spooner proposal the best, but... But if you want thoroughness, Dave's done a really great job in making sure the bases are covered.
Okay, is there anyone else who hasn't spoken who'd like to say something before, for or against Dave's proposal?
Roberto.
Shakir.
I
would like
okay,
to speak.
Serena.
I have another meeting to get to at 6 o'clock, and we're getting close to, it's past 5:30.
Yes, it is.
And I just wanted to ask, is there going to be a vote this evening, or should we look for something through email or through snail mail?
Well, I'm waiting for someone to call the question if the discussion is through.
Call for the question.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. That we accept Dave Adelson.
No, it's been moved and seconded that we limp stop
the discussion.
I'm sorry, what, Carol?
When you call the question, it takes a two-thirds vote to end debate.
I'm
we have
sorry.
To decide whether two-thirds of us want to stop the discussion.
Thank you. All right. It's been moved and seconded that we stop debate on Dave's proposal.
We'll have to do a roll call vote.
Yes, you have to do a roll call.
And hold on 2 seconds. Let me get my little template in place so I can make sure I get this right.
Could you actually maybe go about it by just saying, is there anyone opposed to limiting?
I sure you
can. I feel like we haven't heard from Ambrose, who got on the call and hasn't had his 2 minutes. I would like
vote again.
As a matter of personal privilege.
This is sir. Question has been called.
The question has been called. Let's just go through the roll call.
What is the question at this point?
The question is whether to limit debate now, cease debate on this proposal and vote.
For the Adelson proposal. It's the only motion on the table right now.
So let's dispense
point
with it.
Point of order, Chair. I'm sorry. I know that Gerald is confused. We're only voting on whether to stop debate now. We're not voting on Dave's proposal.
Thank you, Carol. Okay, Roger, can you call the roll, please?
Yes, Dave Adelson.
I'm in favor of ending debate.
Teresa Allen.
Madam Chair, this is ending debate on Dave's proposal.
Correct.
It's actually
Correct.
Carol's proposal of my thing.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Teresa Allen.
Can't hear.
Teresa Allen.
Yes, okay.
Cooper?
Yes.
Derlin? Derlin doesn't vote yet. Sam isn't here. Sonali?
Yes.
LaForest?
Yes.
Mr. Lane?
Yes.
Maldonado?
Yes.
Roger? Yes. Sonali? I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I just lost my whole thing. Lucian?
Who? Who did you call, Roger?
Kalonji?
Yes, Kalonji.
Yes.
Yeah. Sarb?
Yes.
Roberts?
Yes.
Julie Rodriguez is gone?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay, yes. Vicky is gone?
Vicky's gone.
Gerald Sanders?
Yep.
Wendy?
Yes.
Serena?
Yes.
Alice Shields?
Yes.
Gerald Spooner?
Yes.
William Walker?
No.
And Warren?
Yes.
Okay.
That's
well, two-thirds.
All right. Now we're going
to... We're taking national board votes, right?
We are taking only national board members.
Yes, we're only taking national board members. Now, the question has been called... And we're going to vote now on whether or not to accept Dave Adelson's proposal.
There's too much noise in the background.
There's too much noise.
I know.
Somebody's got a bunch of...
Madam Chair?
I think it's Ambrose and his boss there.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes.
I believe it's clarification, but there's no such thing. But anyhow, I believe we're voting that my proposal be enforced until the next board meeting.
Yes, that is correct. Operate on Dave's proposal until the next board meeting in June. So it's a temporary interim measure, and we'll see how it works.
Can I make an amendment to that?
No, the question's been called.
So let's vote.
Okay.
Roger.
Let me copy it over real quick. I'm sorry, folks. I'm still getting the hang of this stuff.
Question is called.
Question is called. We're going to copy over the roll call template. Okay, David Adelson.
I'm in favor.
Yes. Teresa Allen.
I abstain.
Abstain. Henry Cooper.
Again, it's just too complicated.
Sonali.
In favor.
Ray LaForest.
Yes.
Ambrose Lane.
No.
Miguel Maldonado.
Miguel?
Can you come back to me?
We can come back to you.
Okay.
Let me just... Roger Manning, I'll vote yes. Kalonji? Hello?
Kalonji? Kalonji, are you still with us? All right, let's come back to him, Roger.
Star?
No.
That's a no?
Yes.
Speak very loudly, everybody. Star?
No.
Okay. Robert?
No.
Julie?
Yes.
Vicky's not there. Gerald Sanders?
Oh, man. Yes.
Wendy, Sherelle?
Yes.
Forgive me, this is Kalanji. Did you call me as well?
Yeah, we did.
My mute wouldn't work. That's no.
No, okay. Got ya. Wendy Sherelle, I think, is next.
I said yes.
Okay. Serena?
No.
Shields?
Yes.
Spooner?
Yes.
Walker?
No.
And Warren?
No.
No. Is that a no?
Yes,
yeah,
no.
Yes, it's a no.
And I have... Is anybody keeping tally aside from me?
You have to go back to somebody.
Oh, we have to go to Miguel.
Yes.
One. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine,
ten. That's 10 yes, nine, 8 no, and 1 abstention I have.
Can't hear.
We just wait for Roger. He's the secretary.
Yeah, so that's about what I'm getting.
What is that
noise?
The noise is intolerable.
Ambrose covers the speaker of his phone if he can't put it on mute. Okay.
One.
Are you counting over?
I have 10 yes, and then I'm counting no's now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, no. And 1 abstention.
Well, the motion carries, right?
That's so the motion carries.
That's right.
All right. So we'll be operating on Dave's proposal until June, when we'll review it and see how it works. And people can be thinking about all of this. And I appreciate all of your thoughtful comments and all of the proposals.
Can I ask a question?
I'm sorry. I can hardly hear anything.
I can't hear.
Oh, my God. Who is this somebody? I mean, we need to start that noise.
Ambrose, can you go into the bathroom or something? Or
go to the bathroom.
I don't know.
That's a good idea.
I don't know.
And put it on mute, please.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Would it be possible that between now and June, all the proposals that we have talked about today, that they could be sent in detail to every one of our members so that we'll be ready to discuss it if we need to later on?
You're asking that it be sent to all the directors?
All the directors, yes.
Yes, that's possible. And
Madam Chair, Kalanji here.
Kalanji.
Is Dave Adelson's 2:35 p.m. Email the one we just voted on, or is there a revised one that he sort of suggested?
It's the revised one that we voted on.
PM.
Okay.
And so we'll have everyone please send your proposals, and if they're not written out, then please do that, and we'll so that everyone has an opportunity to look at the options that we have here.
Madam Chair, may we all get a copy of it?
I'm sorry, just a moment.
Sonali Turner, hello?
Sonali.
Hey, really quick, is it possible for, now that we've adopted this as official policy until June, if the national staff were to send us hard copy of the text of Dave Adelson's proposal, so we all have that?
Yes.
Yes, thank you for that.
Okay. Bertolt, I'm speaking.
We need to, just a moment, one thing that needs to be decided, I believe, at this meeting is when the coordinating committee will meet.
Well, we said biweekly.
Yeah.
So we could start this week or next.
Madam Chair, I'm going to have to sign off.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Bertolt, I'm speaking. How does this affect at WBAI? We are questioning the salaries of the consultants, and we want details, salaries. How, and basically, Don Rojas was waiting for the directive from this meeting to decide whether or not we can have that. How is that affecting us?
Do you want to respond to that?
Sure. According to it, this would fall into the class of things that were there's a disagreement, and so it should be the request should be submitted in writing to Ray LaForest, who will send it to the coordinating committee, and we'll consider setting a time frame for the request to be filled, and probably assigning it to Coughlin to assign it for fulfillment according to whatever's
or Roger Manning, probably Ray and myself at the same time.
I actually think it should be Ray since he's the signal area rep, whereas you're an officer.
Madam Chair,
yes.
This is Mark Roberts. I'm about to sign off, but the only thing I would suggest, because I'm not exactly sure of all the wording, because you just kind of read it to me of the motion that we just passed. So I would like to have, you know, the actual hard copy of what we just passed, and I think it should also be, of course, distributed to, you know, the GMs, et cetera, with the understanding that this is the policy that's in place until June.
Thank you. And
okay.
We'll do that, and the national office will send a hard copy to every one of these.
That's great. And everybody have a great day.
Don White in Los Angeles,
you
a quick question.
Yes. Don, just a moment. This is what I'd like to do. I'm going to want to check with people's time. I'd still like to go into a brief executive session, which means that the LSB chairs and the managers who are still on this call will have to leave, that
no
we will
problem.
Cease streaming, and we would like to go into an executive session just for as briefly as possible. Is there some consensus that we still have time to do this?
Madam Chair, I think we do need to set the date in public of the coordinating committee.
I agree with you, but I'm just trying to see if we'll sign off after that entirely.
Madam Chair, this is Roger Manning in New York. We have to get up to Harlem to our local station board meeting in about 40 minutes, and actually I have to leave a little while ago.
Okay.
And Marty, this is Reva. I'll sign off now.
Don,
yeah.
I just have a quick question.
Yes, Don.
Madam Chair, Zarina has to sign.
All right, thank you, Zarina.
Roberto Rambo signing off.
Okay, thank you.
Kohan Zilusikun signing off, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Before too many national board members sign off, I would like them to make a decision on this.
Oh, they're gone
executive
already.
Executive session.
How many of the national board members have been present?
All right. First, we have to set the coordinating committee's first meeting. So let's do that, and then we'll see if we have anybody left for an executive session.
All right. This is Carol Spooner, and I have a proposal. As I understand it, Henry Cooper's time frame is that he can start cannot start any meeting before 2:30 his time.
Correct.
So
yes,
therefore, we should set the next coordinating committee for 2:30. Today is what? Friday.
Today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday. 2:30 next Monday.
Is that going to work for people?
I would like to do it a week from Monday because it doesn't leave time to get any requests from Monday.
But there are requests pending.
Week of the 10th, I will not. This is Lonnie talking.
Okay, I withdraw my objection.
On vacation the week of the 10th of May.
So I would say a week. I would say next Monday.
All right,
at 2:30.
All right, next
May
Monday.
May 3rd.
Madam Chair.
May 3rd at 2:30.
Madam Chair.
Central.
Yes.
Madam Chair, this is Sarv.
Yes,
Sarv. Sorry, I have to leave. I have another meeting here at 3:00.
Okay. Thank you, Sarv.
And Marty, we don't have our calendars in front of us.
Okay.
Is there some way that we could do this offline?
Sure.
Because there may be some important things that I'm not looking at right now, and love.
Okay. Well, let's send it tentatively at next Monday, the 3rd, at...
I can tell you I can't do that day.
Okay.
I definitely can't do it Monday.
Let's make it Tuesday at 2:30, tentatively.
Tuesday at 2:30.
This is great. Tuesday is better for me also.
All right. Let's set it tentatively Tuesday, 2:30 Houston time, and we'll make sure that we can do that with the rest of the coordinating committee.
So,
thank you very much.
That's 3:30
right,
New York?
You. Yes.
2:30 to Houston time.
2:30 Houston
which
time.
Which is 11:30. No, it's just 12:30 Pacific time.
Yes,
and
on Tuesday.
Eastern.
Yes. Now, I'd like to try to do this executive session at least briefly. So.
Jim Bennett signing off.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Dwayne leaving.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Okay, Don leaving. Bye.
Bye, Don.